All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with your co-hosts, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and Miss Lily V6. What's going on, Lily?
Oh, you know, it's a long week already. It's Monday.
It's a long week. It's already too much. We're ready for the weekend. Who's ready for the weekend on Monday? Right? Right, Michelle? Right? Right, Jeff? Oh, goodness, guys. Welcome, guys. Tonight, we're going to be talking about rock's biggest fails. Like, just the dumbest things rockers have done, like, that made you go, like, what were you freaking thinking, you moron? You lunkhead! So we're going to have a good time with that tonight. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check it all out there. It's lots of artist stories we have published. This week I got to meet this very cool band called Walking Papers. Jefferson Angels, the lead singer. Jefferson was the original choice for the singer for Velvet Revolver. I did not know that.
Really?
Him and Duff McKagan have been friends for many, many years. Duff is the bass player in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really great conversation. So that's there. All kind of cool stuff. And this is always there. Guys, also, please share the podcast. When you share the podcast, it gets the word out about the bands that we're playing here and promoting. Make sure you do that. And if you would like to get the inside scoop on rock and roll, the background stories, all the cool stuff that's happening with the production and the music and everything like that, the production of my new album, songwriting, things like that, please go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And you can get involved with some cool exclusive things that we only have for members there. Hey, Steve Peck, what's going on? Ashley Smash, what's there?
Yay!
Ashley's on. So,
hey, girl.
So, well, guys, it's going to be a good, fun podcast tonight. So let's talk about this. Let's get into these rock and roll fails. Lily, anything you want to say before we go ahead and start with the first band tonight?
Let's just start.
Okay, right, here we go. We're just going to do it. This is Prim on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
What kind of fool you take me for? Sit here waiting by the
All right, everybody. That is prim. And they are anything but prim and proper, I don't think. so let's go and give the website prim. That is primmusic.com. Let me spell it for you. It's a little tricky. It's P-R-Y-M at primmusic.com. Check those guys out. That is a really cool rock and roll outfit. And you guys will, we like it. Lily gives a thumbs up. So tonight's topic, for those of you who are just joining us, is rock fails, like some of the biggest, like stuff that's creepy, smarmy, like what were you thinking kind of moments in rock, you know, that it makes you just go like, WTF, like WTF, like, oh my God. Did you get, hey, Keith, I didn't see, went by, people were chiming in like crazy. Did you get your stuff? Like, let us know. We wonder if you got your stuff. Okay, anyway, so we've got our list here, and so we're going to talk about we both have lists, and plus we've got we pulled something off the web, off of complex.com, and we'll talk about a few of those. So why don't we have our, we have like a professional radio person here with us, you know, so we should
let's not get carried away.
we should have her, you know, kind of, you know, get the thing started for us here. So Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio is our co-host. And
hey guys.
So Lily, it doesn't have, by the way, we're not, and we were never been like, Keith still does not have his stuff.
Wow.
That is one of the biggest fails in all of rock and roll.
You have to write a strongly worded letter.
Dude.
Please.
Dude, I know
let me write it,
man. Let me know. I can have him write you and like write a nasty letter.
I can
That's
do it.
BS.
I have no problem.
Well, it's
with a clicky pen.
It's not that. It'd be great coming from Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio, of course. But if it comes from something Esquire, attorney at large, that usually gets people's hair up and they like, you know. But anyway, so we never do anything usually in any particular order here because we're just rebels like that. Michael Morgan, what's up? What's up? How's your son? How's Austin doing? Is he still playing guitar? Of course he's still playing guitar. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. So we don't do anything in any specific order. So, Lily, just pick something off of there that you, like, feel, you're feeling, that you want to talk about.
I want to say the Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy album because of how long awaited it was since the spaghetti incident and what a letdown it was for me. I don't know if that was like that for everybody else, but that's what it was for me. I was living in Miami at the time when it came out, and when I heard the first song, I'm like, what? I was really disappointed in that, so I think that's a fail. As far as albums go.
No, absolutely. It's a total fail. I want to piggyback off of that if you don't mind
real quick,
because this is like, I put this along with another very similar thing that happened in rock about 15 years before that, and that was Boston's third album, Third Stage, which is the exact same thing. They're like, you know, because Boston puts out the Boston album, then they put out Don't Look Back, and both those records had like huge hits. Like the radio could not stop playing Boston. Like it's all you heard. And then they're like, well, we're still mixing it and we're remixing it and remastering, and you know, and Tom Scholz goes off and creates the Kodak disc camera and makes some stuff for NASA or whatever. And finally they put out Third Stage, and I was like, you got to be kidding. This is what we waited 10 or whatever years for. Yeah. You know, and so, guys, that's usually, like, bad. Stop doing that. Rock bands, listen to me. If you have big success, you need to kind of keep that going. Like, a couple of years we can kind of deal with. But, like, 10 years or whatever. What was the Chinese album? 11 years or something like that?
Well, the spaghetti incident, I think, was 1993.
And so when did Chinese Democracy?
That had to be 2009, 2010-ish. It was a minute.
Yeah, I mean, the spaghetti incident, well, no, they did, it wasn't, No? Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Okay.
They were right after the spaghetti incident.
You're right.
Yeah. And those are big records. I mean, Guns N' Roses was riding high. I mean, that November Rain video was just like,
that was epic.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, they were it. And you guys, you just can't do that. I'm sorry. And, you know, I don't know, like, and I think sometimes about, like, Third Stage and Chinese Democracy, like, if they would have come out, like, within a couple of years after the band was out, they probably would have gotten away with it at that point. Yeah,
but,
probably wouldn't have sound, but what, by this point, stuff starts to sound dated.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And you're waiting. You're, like, waiting for bands like this to come out with stuff, and then they do, and then it's like, sorry.
All right, so hit me with another one. Hit me with another one, girl.
You want another one?
Sure.
What do you want? Let me see here.
I
have a whole list.
Give me something good. Give it to me.
Can I talk about Billy Squire's Rock Me Tonight?
Can I talk about Billy Squire? Can a man talk about Billy Squire?
Wow.
How come you let a man talk about Billy Squire?
You are not sick at all, bro.
I'm feeling better. This is a hot toddy. I get on this podcast, man.
It's over. It's over.
I love it.
The Rock Me Tonight video.
Oh, no. Billy, why?
Prancing around. Terrified me the first time I saw it.
I loved Billy Squire, what is going on? Too. I loved his music.
I still do love his music, but that video, Derek.
I know.
I have seen it played to Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun music, and it matches, and it's kind of scary, so I feel like that's a fail. What's going on?
What did you say? Who's Corey Feldman? What? Biggest? Letting Corey Feldman sing.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Is that some kind of inside joke?
Corey Feldman has a band.
Oh, that's right.
It's awful.
There was a Howard Stern did it, like a thing where he had different like actors come on and premiere their bands on his show. They did like a battle of bands. And what's her name? From Family Ties, Trisha,
the blonde, yeah, I can't remember.
Her band was on there.
Yeah. Which her band's pretty good.
I kind of liked them. I thought they were, but then I didn't think Corey Feldman's band was too terrible. But my taste is questionable. So
Corey Feldman needs not to sing. I agree.
So Billy Squire, it does this song called "The Stroke."
Awesome.
It's not what people think that it's about. I was a 13-year-old boy when I hear a song called "The Stroke." You know where my imagination goes. But it's not about that. So
I used to dance to that song at Matrix. I love that.
I thought that they just... I just liked everything he did. You know, All Night Long, all these different songs everybody wants. You know, all these songs are cool. And then Rock Me... Actually, I heard the song Rock Me Tonight on the radio before I saw the video.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a cool
song. It's a good song.
Saw the video and I was like... I don't think he's communicating with the correct audience or something. It's like, you know, what is happening?
They describe it as waving the pom-poms because it's kind of like this.
Well, what happened, too, is like, you see, guys, you don't understand. This is 2018, and LGBT is like the thing. Gay is cool. People are like,
yeah, whatever.
You know, but at that time, if you were a rocker and you were going into gay situation, maybe if you were David Bowie, maybe.
Well, he could get away with it.
Pop guys could, like, Boy George and George Michael, and, you know, everybody kind of was like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. But a rocker, I mean, at the time, like, people suspected Rob Halford, but nobody said
it. Knew or talked about it. Yeah.
You know, that was many years later that he came out, but Billy Squire is still not gay. But there was a sort of, like, that kind of, like, sort of effeminate kind of vibe with that.
Yeah.
And he was dancing, and he's to this day tries to defend it, but it just was not what his audience. It was not what his market was like. Wanted to hear.
I was puzzled.
He's in a bedroom dancing all alone, and he rips off his shirt. It's like
very flash dancy.
Yeah. What a feeling! I am Billy Squire.
Thank God you can sing, because I'm not going to be singing on this at all.
So Lily has like homework here. So let's go ahead. I want to see how you did here.
You want to keep me going here?
Keep her going. All right. Keep on going.
All right. REM's "Shiny Happy People." I'm sorry.
You didn't like that?
I hated it.
I love that.
I feel like it was a fail. Of course you did, because you like REM.
I thought it was a fun song, and I like the fact that they teamed up with the B-52s on it. And I just liked it, but I could see where people thought it was
it,
way
how can
too
that be like one of their
and
number one hits though?
Yeah,
I can't.
Well, there you are.
I can't deal with it.
Bob's your uncle. That's why, because the record label latches onto something like that and makes it
ridiculous.
This isn't a fail by any means. But Blondie was kind of like this kind of like you know, edgy new wave kind of artist. And then she puts out The Tide Is High, which is a kind of silly sing-song.
It's a feel-good, I get it.
Type song. And that became really, really popular because of it's a silly, fun, feel-good type song. And so I kind of would put that in the Shiny Happy People-esque. It's not the same exactly, but it's the same sort of idea.
I like Blondie, though.
I got you. We don't like R.E.M., so go ahead.
Okay. Let me see what else I want to do. So Dave Navarro hosts Rockstar in Excess. First of all, you shouldn't be replacing Michael Hutchins. I'm sorry. Shouldn't do it. He's awesome. He's hot. I mean, I know he's dead. God rest his soul. But no, you can't replace this guy.
Let's talk about replacing people because I think this is a legitimate thing where we have some fails and some not so fails.
Okay.
Alice in Chains with their new guy. I'm sorry. He's a Layne Staley imitator. And what I thought they should have done was they should have got somebody who sounded nothing like Layne Staley and
tried something else.
Re-evolved. Like, revamped the band. Yeah. Became something better, new, different, whatever. I thought that would have been way fitting. It was almost kind of a slap in the face, in my opinion, to what Layne Staley created. I think that is just, I just thought it was bad. It was in excess. That thing was totally terrible. Michael Hutchins. You ever seen in excess live?
I have not seen In Excess live.
I saw them at the Siri Mosque. One of the absolute greatest shows I've ever seen in my life. He's one of the greatest front men ever. He was like Bono meets Jim Morrison.
Oh.
He was freaking amazing.
That's just all kinds of exciting for me over
here. Absolutely amazing. He just held that audience like unbelievable. It was just an amazing show. And I'll tell you a funny story about it some other time because we could go on all night. But, you know, those are two instances where I think, eh. However, I think that what Journey did worked.
That
for
worked.
Them.
That totally worked.
Somehow. I mean, but see, Journey has become what a lot of these bands like Journey and Styx and a lot of these bands have become is they've become kind of like tribute acts of themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going out and they're playing their hits, and that's fine. Like, you know, I mean, but if you're trying to pass it off as we're going to do a new record and original music and stuff like that, then I think that's where it gets kind of like, eh. And I want to throw one in because this is one of my biggest fails of all times, I think, is Gary Cherone with Van Halen.
Mm-mm.
Gary Cherone is an amazing singer. Van Halen is an amazing band. But it just
together didn't work for you.
It just didn't work. You liked it?
No. I'm not going to agree with that. I know a lot of people would disagree with that,
yeah.
But I agree with you on that.
I mean, here's the thing, guys. It's like Godfather 3. You know, lightning is going to strike once, and if you're lucky, lightning strikes twice, like they did. I thought, whether you like Sammy Hagar or not, you have to admit, they had huge hits. They were in a huge band with Sammy Hagar. Right, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't do it a third time, like... That's pushing it. You know what I mean? It's like really pushing it. So what else you got?
I'm going to go with Dave Mustaine drinking his way out of Metallica and into Megadeth.
But see,
It was a mini fail.
It was a fail. Then they picked it.
Right.
And rescued it.
Yes.
And saved it.
Yes.
Because we wouldn't have had Megadeth. Megadeth is like, I mean, aren't they one of the big five or four of thrash or whatever that
yeah,
is?
Yeah. And I play them all the time on my show. Love them.
I love them too.
To death. I just want to to drink your way out of a band that's a drinking band, that's a lot of drinking. Yeah. It's a lot of drinking.
You couldn't drink that much, could you, Lily?
Who are you talking to?
What you talking about, Lily?
Have we met?
Oh, goodness.
Maybe not now. I definitely could have. Are you reading my notes?
Hit me. Give me at least one more, one or two more, and then we'll go to another song.
All right, let me look for one that I like. I like them all, but
I know Chris, right? We're like on a total roll tonight. Chris is like, "What's up with you two?" I'm sorry, we're just kind of like, you guys have to understand too. Like, we're trying to catch all the comments, but they're really teeny
they're
tiny,
like,
and sometimes they're going
I'm
by
blind.
Really, really fast.
I can't see anything
going
over here.
Really fast. Katie Simone is here. Hey, Katie, what's up? Katie used to be co-host. Of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yay!
You're welcome to come back and sit. We can always get another chair in here, girl. We'd love to have you. So what else you got?
I'm going
to
do sort of a fail, but not a fail. The Ozzy Osbourne Bites the Head Off of a Bat. I know he didn't realize it was a real bat and everything else. It was kind of cool, though, in the end, because everybody really liked that he did it. So, but it's sort of a fail because of the whole, you know, hey, I just bit a bat's head off.
And he had to go get shots.
Yeah.
However, it became like
his
rock
thing.
It became like rock legend. Mm-hmm. It's one of those like myths, and it's one of the things that made Ozzy.
It's like, oh,
Ozzy.
My God.
Yeah, it's made Ozzy Ozzy, yeah. You know? So
yeah.
And, well, he also bit the dove, too. Did you hear
yes,
about that?
Yes, I know all about that. I read that. Yeah. Many times.
They released doves at some record executive kind of meeting or something. And
Sharon was mad about that. Sharon was not happy.
He was.
I'd be like, just go for it, honey.
He was shit-faced.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise. So what else you got there, kid?
You just like me doing all the notes. Because I bring all the notes, I think.
You're a note girl.
I like notes. All right, well, I want to do the Jimmy Page.
Yeah, talk about it.
Okay. Jimmy Page is okay with being sampled the song Cashmere by Puff Daddy in the movie Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is my favorite Zeppelin song. Favorite. Triple.
Yeah.
If you want to count the movie. But that's my favorite Zeppelin song, and when I heard that, I was so... I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry when I heard that.
Yeah, no, I totally agreed here, and I just want to throw one in the sort of same idea, is Will.i.am's remix of My Generation, where he changes Hope I Die Before I Get Old to I Don't Want to Die, I Don't Want to Grow Old, totally missing the entire point of what the song is about, you moron! Stick to hip-hop. Don't mess with rock. You don't know what you're talking about. All right, guys, we're going to play it. Let's rock out. Speaking of rock, let's get another rock and roll band in here. This is a band called Cloudcatcher, Celestial Empress on the Ludini.
I like the name.
On the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
well.
They just about burnt the studio down. Cloud Catcher. You want to go to cloud-catcher.bandcamp.com. You can check out all the stuff before that. We had Prym, and you can go to Prym. That's P-R-Y-M music.com and check them out. We're going to be playing Firewind in a little bit here. So we're having a good time tonight. Lily still has like 17 pages of
notes. I don't have 17 pages.
So this is going to be like a seven-hour podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do you want to hit? Is there anything, any burning desire you want to put out there before I throw a few?
A burning desire?
Something you really are like just itching to get out to the public.
Oh my gosh, you have so much pressure like, all the time.
Oh my god!
All right, calm down.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I hate you.
Oh my god!
Kiss taking off the makeup.
Really?
Yes.
I
like the music they made after the makeup was off, but I don't want to see them without the makeup. That's kind of the whole thing for me.
Let me give you my Kiss one.
Your Kiss one?
My Kiss one.
Okay.
And it's not that, taking the makeup didn't really bother me because I kind of felt like, it kind of like gave them a break from that, and then they were able to come back to it. What I thought was really crappy was putting other musicians in the same Ace Frehley and Peter Criss makeup. They should have just created new characters for the new guys and just been done. And they did do that for a while, but eventually they actually brought in other musicians and gave them the same makeup, and I just thought that that was just like crappy. I mean, just
I have to agree with that. I have to agree with that. But I just don't want to see them without the makeup because that's like the whole part of the show. Like if I went and saw a show with them without the makeup, I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much because I like the stage show, the whole makeup thing.
Okay. Well.
Don't. Okay.
Well.
But yes, I agree with yours very much.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so. I have a few that I want to mention.
Go for it.
Real quick. If we have time.
Or to get started. Okay, let's see. Perhaps I'll start, okay? May I have your attention?
Okay, perhaps I'll start. We talked about Chinese Democracy in Third Stage. Guns N' Roses cutting their shows short in Montreal after James Hetfield from Metallica burns his arm. They could have came out and like done like a blistering great show and rocked the fans for like a couple of hours, and everybody would have went home with a smile on their face.
But no,
we can't do that. We have to be prima donnas.
Big babies.
Yeah, mainly Axl Rose. And
surprise.
So, you know, just completely terrible. Who hires Hell's Angels to be your security and give them a bunch of drugs and alcohol?
Oh, really? The Rolling Stones did that.
Oh, that's who does that.
Let's see. This is how I feel it went. Hey, Keith, let's go ahead and hire the Hell's Angels as our security. We'll give them beer.
That'll, a lot of cocaine.
And cocaine. That'll work out well. Not so much.
Oh, God.
No, bad.
Sheryl Crow, Ted Nugent, and every other rocker who wants to stick their nose into politics.
Stop.
Boo.
Just stop.
You suck.
Stick to what you know.
Yep, exactly. The band. I mean, guys, remember the band? The band does this movie. They hire Martin Scorsese, bring out all their friends, and they do this movie called The Last Waltz. It is the end of the band. This is it. And then they release another album, and they keep doing tours. Like, can you say douche? I mean, you guys, that's douchey. Now, granted, Robbie Robertson did not participate in anything after The Last Waltz, so, but still, it was
so
just,
he's off the hook.
That was smarmy. Like, yeah, come on, you know. But here's my vote for like the biggest fail in all of rock and roll ever, hands down. And we could talk a little bit about Metallica with this as well. And this is the music industry missing the MP3 high speed downloading thing. The record labels should have known, should have had their pulse on this. They should have been prepped for this. They should have had systems in place to make sure that they could take advantage of this. But they totally—they acted like this was not going to happen. Like this is just silly nerd stuff, and
like technology
yes,
happens, dude.
And it—they got their asses handed to them over it. Okay, and you know, and it ended up hurting a lot of it. You know, and ultimately, 30 years later, we're seeing we're seeing cool stuff like this happening.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it took a giant nosedive, it has found a way to come back in a different way. But I just think it was completely ridiculous, and especially Metallica getting out there, Lars Ulrich getting out there and like mad at Napster and all that silliness was complete BS. A funny story was, right before that all happened, I was at a music conference called the Millennium Music Conference. It was held in Harrisburg, and my band played at the conference, and it was really cool. We met a lot of cool people. My band, met Crackhead Bob from the Howard Stern Show.
nice.
There was a lot of great bands that played. We made a lot of friends. It was a lot of fun. But they had different seminars, and there was one seminar. It was like in a tiny room, and it was about this new thing called MP3 that nobody had heard of. But our drummer was a total computer nerd. And he was like, "We got to go to this." I'm like, "Okay, David." We went. We got high and we went. And all I got out of it was like, instead of taking 2 hours to download a song, it was going to take 10 minutes. Now, most people at this point, so a dial up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I remember those.
And they were like, "This is the future." You know, what we do is we compress them. And they gave all this computer blah blah blah. And I had no idea what they're talking about. But I did get the idea that like, you know, you were going to be able to download a song a lot faster. And David was like jumping up and down. He's like, "You realize what's going to happen? Like, high speed internet is starting to happen, and this is going to change everything." I was like, "Yeah, whatever, dude. You know, let's go get drunk." You know, but a couple of years later, man, there was Lars Ulrich and Napster duking it out on international television, and the rest, as they say, was freaking history. And so, if you know, all the industry had to do was listen to a couple of computer geeks.
Oh yeah,
that was all they had to do, and they would have figured it out. Silliness. You have any more you want to throw at us there, Miss Lily, before we play the last band?
I think you should play the last band.
We're going to play the last band. This is the last band, not the last Waltz, but the last band. This is Firewind. Now, completely different than the other two bands we played. Okay, so get ready. Great band, Firewind, back on the throne. Firewind,
nice
on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We'll be right back. No, that is not Kip Winger singing or George Lynch on guitar. That is a band called Firewind. And let me go ahead and give you the Firewind info, the lowdown on the hoedown with Firewind. That is, you go to firewind.gr, check them out. We had cloud-catcher.bandcamp.com, and Prim opened the show with primmusic.com, PRYM music.com. I just want to go ahead and talk about a couple of things. We had some people with some great comments. Somebody, where are you, mentioned... Rob Johnson. David Bowie and Mick Jagger did the dancing in the streets. I thought that was kind of cheesy. Sheryl Crow doing Sweet Child of Mine, maybe. Keith talks about that. Keith Hawkins, thank you for chiming in with that. Somebody had a really good one here, and I'm looking for it. Biggest Fail, letting Corey Feldman sing. Thank you, Ashton Smash. Nickelback back playing a note. Keith Hawkins, thank you for that. Millie Vanilli. Keith Hawkins again.
Keith, you're just on fire.
He's on fire tonight. So let me take a look here. Look, there was one here that was just like, oh, goodness gracious. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, Keith Hawkins. The Pat Boone metal album, In a Metal Mood. Have you ever heard that, Lily?
I have not heard that. I'm a little afraid.
It's very strange. It's not good, but it's weird. It's like one of those things. Like it's like one of those train wrecks. Like you just can't look away. You know what I mean? One of those things.
Kind of like Neil Young's Trans album when he did electronic.
Yeah,
kind of like that.
Kind of like that. I want to add another one. Metallica doing a record with Lou Reed. That was just one of the strangest things that ever happened. I want to thank some people that chimed in on our posts from around the world. John Pleku talked about the riot at the Montreal show with the Guns N' Roses. Ed Johnson, thank you for chiming in. Nigel Hartley talked about Chinese democracy. Ruben Williams says, Lars Ulrich in general. I think Keith Hawkins would agree with that.
I agree with that.
Oh, God. Metallica firing Dave. Ed Gall says, what about Metallica firing Dave Mustaine? Beto Souza says, welcome to the jungle in St. Louis. I'm not sure what he's referring to. I think it's some show that a lot of people thought that was really crazy. And Tony Stralau. A total bonehead move. Kiss putting other guys behind. Yeah, we talked about this.
Yep.
Ace and Peter's makeup. I lost any respect I had for Gene and Paul after that move. Adam Farrell says, he just says Bon Jovi and Kiss. Otto Mendez says, turned on Satan. I have no idea what that means.
Whatever.
But thank you.
Cool.
And Malu Maria and Elizabeth Sarah, thank you for your comments as well, although we didn't completely understand them because you wrote in Portuguese. Or Portuguese. Portuguese? Is it Portuguese?
I think it's Portuguese. I could be wrong.
That's going to be the name of my third album, Portuguese. Portuguese! Oh, goodness gracious. We had way too much fun tonight. We might have to go to Monday nights. I don't know.
I'm okay with Monday.
So anyways, guys, thank you for hanging out with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Lily, what's going on? Anything you would like to plug, talk about before we wrap up?
I would like to plug the Silk Nine Show one more time on January 27th at the Oakmont Tavern. VIP. I'll be covering that for Rock Rage Radio. MCing for the show.
Is that the same as the Oakmont Tavern?
I don't talk like that, so I don't know.
Go ahead.
But Lou and I will be going to that show. So it'll be good stuff. Good music. Silk Nine's a great band. After the Fall's the other band playing too, and they're awesome as well.
Awesome. Oh yeah, I need to check out After the Fall.
They're good.
I heard about them.
I haven't
checked them out yet. So
they're going to be on my show this week.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. Cool beans. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. One more time, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Please do not forget to share the podcast whenever you see it. I mean, if you missed the video version, that's no problem. The audio version will be flying around on social media. When you see it, just click the share button, and that helps to get the word out about bands like Prim, Cloudcatcher, and Firewind, among the many others that we feature here on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. So please share. It's really important. And I want to thank Scott Stapp as well for one of the biggest failures of all time. Just in general, he's just like...
all around.
He's just a train wreck. And if I
really... Needs to be stopped.
Yes, please. Scott, just stop now. Just please. Come on over, buddy. We'll drink some beers. We'll talk about it. It'll be okay. All right, guys. So I just like to leave with this final comment.
Just a second, boys. Mielo speaking. Well, I guess I could do it. Okay, boys.
Losers. Like, always bet on black.
Watch the master. I rule.
I will take you to school.
Woohoo! Rock, mama.
All right. And thank you to Beavis and Butthead, as always, for chiming in on the podcast. We do appreciate their input each time. We are going to get out of here. What should we end with, Lily? I think there's only one thing we can end with tonight. And I just think that we're just begging for this. So this isn't the kind of thing I typically do on this podcast. But I think that I just think we just need to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just think that we just need to end the podcast with this.
Just do it.
We just need to do it. But, guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We love it. Like and share the podcast. It is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website for all your Ludini needs. Hey, we got cool merchandise, too. Cool T-shirts, hats, mugs, and stuff like that. So check that out. And we'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Bye, guys.